Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm gambling again!
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. So, J.B. Pritzker, the Illinois governor, pitched a sports betting proposal in his budget. And who better to talk sports gambling with than our resident expert, Joe Ostrowski.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. I think Kefbo's going to get in on this because apparently it sounds like you can legally place a bet and smoke weed all at the same time.
It's going to be fun. Wow.
Wait, are we revealing something?
Yeah, that's an attack.
Bus tossed. Yeah. Parkins worked the overnight. You must be confusing us.
Oh, sorry.
So,
very similar.
Governor Pritzker yesterday made some significant news, Joe, in terms of I felt like it was I think people expected him to address this, maybe not to the degree that he did, but it sounds ambitious. He said that he's slotting $217 million in the state budget for the fiscal year 2020, and it's based on making available 20 interactive sports wagering licenses at a staggering amount of $10 million apiece. Big day for Illinois, big step for the state to take. No state in the Midwest has gone this route. It's mostly been other states, but this is a model of what
the Pennsylvania plan.
Yeah,
right?
The Pennsylvania plan.
Yep, that's exactly what it looks like. They copied, and I figured this was going to happen quickly once we have so many states. I believe we're up to 8 states with legalized sports betting. Been a huge hit in New Jersey. Pennsylvania's on board in the South. It's happened in Mississippi. That's one of the larger states that it's been. So copying the Pennsylvania plan, he mentioned a 20% tax, which would be, if this passes, the bill that eventually gets proposed, that would be the second highest in all of the country. So there are some concerns here. But as far as the money, see, it's a lot of guessing right now, and there are all sorts of ranges that you see because we're trying to predict human behavior. Are people still going to use offshore websites? Are people still going to use their bookie? The advantage there, some people think, oh, bookies are going to go away. Not necessarily, because you can get credit with a bookie. You've got to put all your money up front when you're placing bets offshore and in a sports book. But everybody I've spoken with that is involved in this, it's happening quick. And it's just like the governor said yesterday. And it sounds like a bill may be passed in May.
Okay, so I think what you say is interesting because I think that the 20% juice would indicate that people are not, I mean, people that gamble already are probably going to continue to try to gamble the way they do rather than pay an excess fee. But people that don't maybe now can start sports wagering, which I'm not sure is the greatest idea ever. If you don't know what you're doing,
correct,
you just run for the hills with that sort of thing. But I, you know, again, you always worry about taxes on the poor. You always worry about so-called taxes that are involved with things like this because it increases the likelihood. And we know that gambling, it can be a dangerous disease if it gets out of control, and it can get out of control quickly. So I know they'll have things in place and all of that, but this is just sort of a tax money grab, effectively. It's nothing else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I back that, obviously. People that want to bet on sports are going to bet
right.
on sports. It's happening no matter what, and that's the approach they're taking with marijuana as well. Just taking a look at some of the money that was generated out in New Jersey. So the first month of football, and they got up and running in the summer, so they were able to fix some of the issues that they had early on. They had a lot of issues from people I talked to that went out there. There were $184 million wagered in the first month of football.
In the first month, $184 million.
Right.
November and December, let's go there. $330 million in November, wagered in December, $319. So they took home about $20, $21 million in each of those months. So it sounds steep, $10 million for a license fee.
Oh, it's worth every penny. Yeah.
You better believe it.
So politicians obviously see the benefit of that. I mean, with the budgets, and that's why the governor introduced it yesterday. Mike Zelewski is going to introduce the legislation. That's what they see. How will it change the way that your typical average sports fan bets? Or is it going to be more overt when you go to an event? Is it going to be coming out of the shadows where it's going to be more part of the mainstream? Because right now, as much as we talk about it, as much as it is a reality, you're having all this money and people might not change their habits. It's going to be more accessible, isn't it? What will that mean to the average sports fan?
See, I think we're already there. It's just a lot of people that aren't involved in it or aren't interested. Now it's in their face. Now, I'm actually surprised. I haven't gotten any pushback on my show on Saturdays. I thought I would. We're seeing so much more coverage. I think these networks are missing a huge opportunity. I know Dustin watches the pregame stuff.
Yeah.
But why isn't there a pregame somewhere? And I know it's probably because of the leagues. But why isn't there a pregame somewhere with a bookmaker up there talking about the lines and why things are moving and where the money is going? I think a lot of people, kind of like a CNBC thing, would be interested in the market of sports betting and what it means for games.
Here's the other element. I mean, look, if you go to England and watch a soccer match, you can bet first goal scored. You can bet there's like a book in the building, and you can go and you can bet not just the game, but you can make some kind of exotic wagers just for snorts and giggles. Why couldn't you bet first home run? Why, you know? And I guess the other element of this is, can you connect it to horse racing? You know, it's an industry that really needs to be. Can we get one of these? I know a lot of this is just going to be online. Can you get a live sports wagering at Arlington? Will they
an app
talk to? Well, I know a lot of it's on an app, but could you have a place where you would go and you could?
That's what they have in Jersey.
Exactly, where you could watch the horses and all that, but you could also maybe have a flutter on a game or a bunch of them.
There are so many people that want to get involved here because they know the dough involved. But it sounds like you might be able to save a couple of the tracks too.
Yes,
that are absolutely dying. But the main thing this is going to be, it says online, they talked about mobile licenses because the majority of it is going to be online. You could set up a shop and you're going to die, or it's not going to be worth it if you don't have it online. Everybody does it all on their phone.
And
right
you could do all that stuff I'm talking about, walking into a game. You can make all those wagers and then
you're talking
watch.
About going for an event, big screen TVs. How fun would it be to walk up with your buddies to the window, place a bet on the Bears game while it's at halftime for the second half? Yeah, it would be a blast.
And in England, they have, they have like I forget the term of it, but when I sit with my brother, when I'm over there, it's like, the money's coming in. You're watching the thing go up. You're watching the odds shift.
Right.
And you can make all sorts of predictions based on how the market is playing. And in-game wagering, they're changing constantly based on every score. And I mean, it's so complicated, but it's really simple.
That is exploding to the in-game wagering.
Yeah,
and what's interesting is it sounds like more young people are involved. Now you have your older bettors that have always done it. But the 20s, 30s, millennials are getting involved, and they love it. And they especially love the in-game wagering. Instead of betting before the game, once the game starts, the team you like falls down by a touchdown or two, then you bet that side, and they look at it as getting more value.
Based on estimates from Oxford Economics, Illinois could generate between $384 million and $680 million in gross sports wagering revenues per year, Joe. Now, that's a ton of money, and that's a game changer in a lot of different ways. When we look at our own industry, you already have your show every Saturday morning, Early Odds, 8:30, right?
Yes, 8:30. Correct.
And so you see some of the maybe mainstream type programming reacting to this trend. What's next? I mean, how much more mainstream can it become? You reference like you'd like to see some things, even more, I guess, become even more immersed in that. But what does that mean for sports media? Because that will change as well when it becomes legal to do all this.
Yeah, we don't know. I hate to say I don't know, but we don't know because the programmers, a lot of them, whether we're talking about TV or radio, aren't sure how to handle this.
Right.
And the challenge is finding the right people that can dummy it down a little bit.
When you said you were concerned about pushback, what did you mean?
Oh, betting's everywhere. I'm so sick. Okay, let's go back a few years. Remember the Daily Fantasy explosion? Where every minute it was on a commercial and there was so much pushback. Now you don't see any of that on radio or TV. I just thought there would be more people saying, God, there's sports betting everywhere. I don't care about this. I just want to watch the game. So I think the challenge is going to be finding people that can bring it down a few levels and explain everything instead of saying, well, the juice is over here.
Right.
Your average listener doesn't even know what that means.
Right. If they want to use a 20% tax rate, do that for the first year and then drop it. I mean, because otherwise, if you leave it at that rate, then you're just sending people to illegal gambling.
Because, as a sports bettor, I'm not interested in that.
No.
I'll just continue. And maybe the state will end up cracking down more on the illegal bookies.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Isn't that going to happen if you do that? The more pervasive it becomes, the more the government will find those and seek those things
20%
out.
20% is awful high. Yeah. I mean, it's
second highest in the country, it would be.
Yeah. What's the highest?
Pennsylvania, the state they're copying.
What are they?
It's just above that.
Okay.
I'm not exactly positive.
What is it? Vegas, it's obviously a lot less, but is it? Is that the lowest in the country?
Yeah. Remember, there's no state income tax.
Right.
Yeah. I believe it is the lowest.
Let's get rid of state income tax, too.
Be Florida.
VEASAN's got to love this.
Yeah. Yeah. They were ahead of it.
You were the one ahead of it. You got to love it. All right, Joe. Thank you very much, buddy. We appreciate
it. I still have a job.
Joe Ostrowski, early odds, 8:30 on Saturday.
Wow. I mean, it really is. It's a whole new world.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.